Well, last December, we had a few chuckles at the expense of people who thought that they had figured out exactly when the world was going to come to an end. You recall that people had interpreted the Incan calendar and had determined that on December 21st, 2012, the apocalypse was going to unfold. Well, our presence here today suggests that they didn't quite do what needed to be done with their calculations. But before we get too smug, we might want to recall that people within the Christian tradition have been trying to figure out when things have happened or will happen too. There are folks to this day who have convinced themselves that they know exactly when it is that the world was created, and others who work to determine just when it is it will come to an end. They haven't, though. We don't know the exact dates or the moments of these events, nor of many other things that we read about in Scripture. The event in today's story, however, this prophecy of Haggai, can be dated exactly to October 17, 520 BC. And we can do that thanks to the text and the Babylonian calendar and the Persian chronicles. So we can go back 2,533 years and a couple of weeks and put ourselves in Jerusalem. Still not a very attractive place. Cyrus had given the permission to return 18 years earlier. People came home from Babylonian captivity imagining a bright, glorious future. The temple would be rebuilt. The people would prosper. Israel would matter again. But as time passed, and the Samaritans made their displeasure with the building project known, and the naysayers within the community spoke up, the rebuilding project stalled out. And so here, at the center of the city, there was a rubble field. And a few weeks earlier, Haggai, hearing the voice of God, began to prophesy. And he told them, get to work. Start cleaning up. And people responded. And then he heard the call again. As people were looking at what happened, as they began to see the foundations that were being laid, and they began to despair. There were folks who thought, the new temple will never be as good as the old one. It won't be as large. It won't be as magnificent. It doesn't have the Ark of the Covenant in it. It won't have the rod of Aaron or the pot of manna. The golden age has passed. Why bother? Haggai's response to that was pretty clear. Get to work. What do you see? Was there anybody here who remembers the old temple? You remember this great, magnificent edifice. But what about what was going on in it? It wasn't perfect. You can live in the past, he said, or you can come out of your individual homes, as he said to the governor and the chief priest and the people in the community, and you can come back and build the temple because God wants to come and be with you. Now, God didn't need a structure, but God wanted a people who sought him. And so Haggai invited the people to look at that foundation and ask, what do you see? Do you see the past or do you see the future? Humans love nostalgia. We love to remember the way things were, and we can learn from history and we can celebrate it and we can enjoy it. But we don't have a time machine. There is no way back machine. We can't go back. We can only go forward. And here we are being invited, just as the ancient people of Israel were being invited, to move into a future with God. We don't know what it's going to look like, but if we work together, if we support one another, if we seek to build a home for God, then we will prosper. Maybe not materially, but spiritually and emotionally. What do you see? It's a question for each of us to ask during this stewardship season. What do we see for our faith, our community? What do we see for how we might use the gifts God has given us? Our skills, our time, our money. What do we see? What do we imagine? What do we dream of? We ask these questions not claiming that all is perfect, that every issue has been resolved, that every hurt has been healed. But we look to the future with God's assurance that God will be with us. And when we wonder if we are up to the task, we remember that we are called to have courage, that we are not alone. Those people returning from exile may have felt insignificant, living in a little sub-province of the Persian Empire. But Haggai reminded them, your God, the God of Israel, is the Lord of hosts. The one who created the universe has created each of you. He's created me. He's created and called into being the community. So what do you see? What do you dream for? What do you hope for? This is the question that each of us, all of us, are called to think on and to pray on.